Thompson, on the other hand, had the edge when it came to style, and he worked at it, some said to the point of phoniness. He bought a gangly Irish setter named Gov. He got married. He dressed casual, talked casual, and worked on his speech delivery, so much that he took on the idioms, even the accent, of whatever section of the state he was in.
Some 1,000 foot-stomping, hand-clapping believers had crowded into the Metropolis High School gym to participate in an evening of religious music and laying on of hands by politicians. The main attraction was Republican Jim Thompson, who told them there's nothing wrong with putting religion and politics together. Then Thompson struck another familiar chord with Southern Illinoisans.
I'm tired of politicians who promise up here, perform down here, and leave a great big hole in between that everybody can see. They pretend it doesn't exist because they made it, but the rest of us can see it. And we don't need that kind of politics in Illinois. We've had too much of that kind of promising politics. Promise us a road, promise us a lake, promise us a bridge, promise us a dam, promise us everything, promise what you think we want to hear, and then never perform. Mr. Hallett has gone around the state of Illinois and made everybody so many promises. He's made Illinois look like the promised land. But I'll tell you what, like Moses, he may have seen it, but he'll never lead it. The people of Illinois will see to that on November 2nd.
Thompson's own promise of no promises seems to hold enough promise for the people of Southern Illinois. For WSSR, this is Peggy Boyer with the Thompson Campaign at the Metropolis Gospel Sing.